There were parts of that conversation I didn't understand, but one part came through loud and clear. Did you happen to notice that Loper bought the best, most expensive hot rod feed for Alfred's chickens? Mere birds that nobody had even laid eyes on? Yet when it came to buying food and nourishment for the elite forces of the security division... Oh well. As I've said before, in some ways this is a lousy job. Around 4 o'clock that afternoon, little Alfred skipped out of the back door of the house, followed a moment later by Sally Mae. She was carrying baby Molly and wearing a long face. Sally Mae was wearing a long face, that is. Baby Molly wore a short face because she was a baby, and babies have small heads and therefore... Skip it. On the porch, Sally Mae looked down at her son and said,
"I don't know about this. You and your daddy..."
That's all she said. They climbed into the car and drove away. 2 hours later, they returned, pulled up into the driveway behind the house, and got out. Sally Mae was the first to step out of the car. She looked frazzled, shall we say. She wore a dark expression, and her hair seemed to be a bit, stringy, windblown, disheveled. Once outside the car, she muttered,
"Why did the air conditioner choose today to quit? Idiot!"
She slammed the door. Well, that was all I needed to know. Sally Mae was in a bad mood. Suddenly, I moved my business away from the yard gate and took cover in some tall weeds. Why would I do such a thing? Well, it's hard to explain. No, it's easy to explain. Sally Mae and I have had our share of... How can I say this? We've had our share of dark times, let us say, and I've learned to pay close attention to her moods. When she's angry, annoyed, unhappy, disgruntled, or irritated, I found that it's often best if I just... Well, vanish. Disappear. Hide. You'd think that the presence of a loyal, friendly, loving dog would improve her mood, but for some reason, it doesn't always work that way. To be honest, there have even been times when I've gotten the feeling that, well, she just doesn't like me. Hard to believe, huh? You bet. And maybe I've been wrong about that. I mean, how could Sally Mae not respond to a dog who is, well, loyal, obedient, loving, caring, trusting, courteous, kind, extremely intelligent, perceptive, sensitive, and handsome? It hardly seemed possible, come to think of it, and suddenly I felt this call in the far corners of my mind, a tiny voice that told me that Sally Mae was having a bad day and needed a loving, caring dog to share her distress. Pretty amazing, huh? You bet. I mean, some dogs are sensitive to the needs of their people and some aren't. Those who aren't, your ordinary run of mutts, spend their whole lives stumbling around, grinning and saying, "Duh." Well, I've never been that kind of dog. And if Sally Mae needed me for special caring duty, by George, I would answer the call. I left my hiding place in the weeds and trotted down to the gate. There I sat down and waited to minister to her needs. I swept my tail across the ground and went into a program we call Here I Am. She went around to the other side of the car and opened the door for little Alfred.
"No, we will not keep them in the house."
"But, Mom, they're just widow bitty. And Dad said..."
"Honey, your father is a wonderful man. But I happen to know that when it's time to clean up a mess, he'll be somewhere else. Far, far away."
She opened the back door of the car and kept talking.